This is the Thursday, October 14th edition of the Daily Wager podcast. We've got you covered with a variety of action for tonight, so settle in and we'll set you up in 10 minutes, maybe a little bit more, with everything you need to know heading into the betting day.
The 2024 NFL Draft heads to Detroit, and it's time to see who gets the job.
Caleb is a unique and special talent throwing the football.
And what sets them apart.
The Heisman Trophy winner is Jaden Daniels.
All of the greats were hired here.
Throw by Mahomes.
See who gets the job.
Are you ready?
The 2024 NFL Draft begins Thursday, April 25th on ESPN, ABC, and NFL Network.
Welcome to the Daily Wager podcast, presented by DraftKings, America's top-rated daily fantasy app. She's Anita Marks, I'm Tyler Foljam, and we got you covered on a Thursday. Always busy. Of course, Thursday Night Football kicks off week 6 in the NFL. We have, what a great Game 5 in an NLDS epic series between the Dodgers and the Giants. And lo and behold, the NHL season has dropped the puck, so we might have a play or two on the ice. But let's get it started on the gridiron. Of course, we have Thursday Night Football in Philadelphia, the Buccaneers, Tom Brady visiting Jalen Hurts and the Eagles. Tampa Tom and the Bucs laying 7 as road favorites, a total of 52.5. Anita, how are you approaching this game?
You know what? If you're scared, say you're scared. You've heard that phrase before. I'm scared. I know Tom Brady's like, the thumb's okay. Dude, it's bandaged up and it's your throwing hand. What do you mean it's okay? Like, no. And then you've got Lavonte David, linebacker, out with an ankle. You got Antonio Winfield out with a concussion. I am staying away from this game. I'm staying away from this game in regard to, like, you know, Eagles. But here's what I am playing. I'm going to play the team total over 22.5 points for the Eagles at -105. This game sets up well for them. Like I said, defensively, the Tampa Bay Bucs were horrendous coming into this game. Now they lose one of their best, if not their best, linebacker in Lavonte David and Antonio Winfield with their safety. Tampa, number one blitz rate in the NFL. They have to blitz. I mean, you can't sit back there and give a quarterback time when you got a secondary that's as horrible as theirs. But Hurts, he averages 9 yards per attempt, and he's got 4 passing touchdowns when teams blitz him. So this really sets up well for this Eagles team and this Eagles offense. So that's how I'm playing this. I don't know who's going to win. Like I said, I've got some reservations in regard to Brady's thumb. More injuries on the defensive side for the Bucs. We all know that they're the better team, but this game scares me a little bit. So I'm just going to play Eagles team total over 22.5.
Yeah, I would lean Eagles +7 for the reasons that you mentioned. The total of 52.5, I feel comfortable going over that because of the injuries you mentioned to that Tampa Bay defense. And even though Tom Brady does have a, you know, maybe less than 100% thumb, he's still Tom Brady, and this Buccaneers offense will score on the Philadelphia Eagles. I don't think Tom's going to be limited in a significant way unless there's, you know, significant wind or rain, something like that, that could affect his grip on the ball. So I think there'll be points in this matchup. I'll go over 52.5. I'm a little more confident in that than taking the 7 in my pocket with the Eagles, but that is the side I would lean to. So it sounds like we both at least expect a little bit of scoring from the Eagles side. Let's get into props, and we can start on the Philadelphia side. I'll go ahead first because I know you got more than me. I don't have any on the Buccaneers side. All of mine are on the Eagles side, and I'm just going to keep riding this trend. When the Buccaneers are the opponent, I'm going to go to the other offense, and I'm going to go over on all of the passing props, because the Buccaneers are such an extreme run funnel, or pass funnel defense, I should say. You can't run on them because they have Vita Vea and Ndamukong Suh in the middle. They have now Lavonte David is out for this game, and that's a heat-seeking missile at the second level that they're missing, but they still have Devin White there as well. This is a team you don't want to run on, and with all the injuries they're dealing with in the secondary, that incentivizes you more to game plan pass heavy, because that's where they're at their weakest on the back end. And with Tampa being a 7-point favorite, you could find Philadelphia falling into a negative game script where they have to increase pace and play volume, throwing the football to try and catch up. So I'll take Jalen Hurts over 278.5 passing yards. Every single quarterback that has played the Buccaneers this year, Anita, has thrown in that game for at least 25 yards more than his season average. Hurts is averaging 273 yards per game through the air this season. So we can comfortably project him, I think, for something in the 280s, 290s, given the trend that Tampa Bay has shown us. It's only at 278.5, so I'll go over there. Then I look at the running back situation. Miles Sanders, 34.5 rushing yards. I'm going to go under that. He's kind of losing time to Kenneth Gainwell. It's an inefficient idea to run against this Tampa Bay team. And speaking of Kenneth Gainwell, I'm going to go over 23.5 receiving yards for Gainwell because the Tampa Bay Buccaneers allowed 37 catches to running backs. Gainwell is the pass-catching back, the rookie out of Memphis. He's been good in that role. Again, thinking that it could be a negative game script and that Hurts is throwing. That means more Gainwell, less Sanders. And the Bucs are just a team, especially without Lavonte David, that could be a little more susceptible to guys out on the backfield like Gainwell making plays after they catch the rock. So I just think this sets up for Gainwell and Hurts, maybe some Devontae Smith, Zach Ertz as well with no Dallas Goedert. I'm just all in on the Eagles and their passing total overs and their rushing unders, especially Miles Sanders, as he could get squeezed given game script.
Yeah, so where do you want me to – do you want me to start with Eagles or Bucs, Boo?
Yeah, I mean, do you have anything else on the Eagles that you either are different, or agree with, and then you can just go straight into the Buccaneers?
Yeah. So I love Ertz over 38.5 passing attempts at -120. Teams are – you can't run.
No.
See, again, this is why I can't get a good grip on the game script here tonight, Tyler, because of more injuries to this Bucs defense. And, you know, what does Lavonte David mean to their, you know, rushing defense? What does Antoine Winfield mean to their rushing defense? So, you know, I just – teams are passing on them because they've been so great against the rush. So teams are averaging 48 dropbacks a game. Hurts alone averages 43 dropbacks a game. So I love Hurts over 38.5 passing attempts. And, again, you can get that at -120. Devontae Smith – I think tonight, he's just going to shine. I like over 5.5 receptions. I also like anytime touchdown at +135. As we know, Smith is Hurts' go-to. He's got a really great, solid share of red zone targets this season. 6 red zone targets since week 2. And the Bucs are 31st, next to last in the NFL in passing touchdowns allowed to opposing wide receivers. And also, again, Smith is averaging 7 receptions a game. So I really love Devontae Smith tonight. I'm going to be using him a lot in DFS. I'll use him as a captain's pick as well. And you touched on Ertz. Over 4.5 receptions. Goddard not expected to play because of the COVID-19 issue. And I do believe Ertz is going to get the lion's share of snaps. And again, injuries to linebacker, injury to safety. Those are the two positions that teams call upon to try to cover linebackers. So on the Philadelphia Eagles side, those are my prop bets. You said you don't have any on the Tampa side. I've got 2 for you. How about this? Tom Brady over 1.5 rushing yards. and oh, by the way, you can get – I mean – like, I know he's as slow as molasses, but dude, it's 2 yards and it's -115 and he's rushed for over a yard and a half in 4 straight games. Okay. So at -115, I'm laying it. Okay. And then last but not least, I know there's a lot of weapons that Brady likes to work with, but this matchup in regard to the way that the Eagles, they play a lot of zone coverage and they take a lot of the deep ball away. So my wide receiver du jour, okay, is Godwin, over 65.5 receiving yards. Also, I'm going to play him with an anytime touchdown at plus money, at +111. He's coming off of an 11-target game. And like I said, so the Eagles play zone coverage. So what does that mean? It means that the mid-range 9, 10, 11, 12-yard range is going to be open, and that's where Godwin lives. That's his wheelhouse. So based on the defense that the Bucs are going to see in the passing game, I think Godwin is going to get the lion's share of targets. So I like over 65.5 receiving yards, and also I think he scores a touchdown.
Yeah, I do like the matchup for Godwin. The slot has been susceptible, a susceptible coverage spot for this Philadelphia defense. So I'm picking up what you're putting down there. I do like that. It's just so hard to predict where the production is going to come from on that Tampa offense, because even without Rob Gronkowski, they still have the 3 wide receivers. They have Leonard Fournette. Gio Bernard is back. So that's why I was kind of staying away. I think they'll put up points. I think Tom Brady will have his yards and his touchdown passes. Just hard to find specifically where that production is going to come from, though I think Godwin's kind of the squeaky wheel. We just saw Antonio Brown and Mike Evans go off, and now Godwin, who does lead the team in red zone targets, surprisingly. Not Gronk, not Mike Evans, it's Godwin. I think he might be due for kind of an eruption spot here, so to speak. So like what you're putting down there. Let's transition from the gridiron to the diamond. Epic season for the Giants and the Dodgers. Epic series, first time they match up in the postseason. And of course, it comes down to a winner-take-all game five in San Francisco. You got Logan Webb on the bump for the Giants, who's just been remarkable. He was great earlier in the series. You have Julio Urias on the bump for the Dodgers. Giants are actually favored now. Minus 111 on the money line, a slight dog. The Dodgers plus 101, a total of just seven, so they're expecting it to be a low-scoring affair. How are you approaching this game five NLDS matchup tonight?
Yeah, listen, I like San Francisco here. I'm going to play them on the money line. I'm also going to play the under in the first five innings at under 3.5, and you get that at minus 120. And also, I love Logan Webb tonight, so I'm going over 5.5 strikeouts, and you get that at plus money at plus 120. He's 22-5 on the season, 13-1 with a 1.80 ERA at home. Listen, this is what the Giants fought for, right, to get that home field advantage. They got it tonight. I think it's going to come in big for them. Game one, Webb got the job done. He pitched seven scoreless innings, 10 strikeouts. His slider was ridiculous. And that Dodgers lineup, they've got some holes there, Tyler. You know, with Justin Turner, he's 1-17 in the series. He was a big reason why they won the World Series the last time they did. And Webb at home, their bullpen, I'm feeling really, really, really good about this play and this pick. And I really like the Giants tonight.
Yeah, I think the Giants are the side I would lean to. My favorite play has been the Giants' first five run line, laying the half run at plus 140, because I feel like anytime I can get plus money on the Giants, that's a good value because they're usually kind of disrespected in the market. So just the first five innings. Urias, his best pitch, as Jess Mendoza was saying today on Get Up, is a fastball. He operates it at, you know, 95, 96, but the Giants absolutely hammer fastballs, and they had a top 10 OPS against lefties. Meanwhile, Logan Webb has been sensational anytime he's gotten the call against this Dodger team this season. His ERA against the Dodgers this season, I believe, was under two. It was under two, I think, at one at home, I should say. And he was great in the first game that he pitched, at the 10 strikeouts he had. I mean, I don't know why we jump off the Logan Webb train, given what he's shown us time in and time out this season, and specifically against the LA Dodgers. So first five run line, laying the half run with the Giants, plus 140. So just love the value there. Don't care how the game ends. Just need the Giants to have a one-run lead after five innings. So that's how we're looking at the NLDS. Anything on the ice as the NHL season has opened up? We had a great doubleheader on ESPN a couple nights ago. Anything that you like on the ice tonight, Anita?
Yeah, I'm going to stick my toe into the ice tonight. And I have two games I like. One is Vegas on the money line over LA. LA, as we know, they're in the process of rebuilding. And Vegas, man, they are a well-oiled machine. They took care of the Kraken, which, by the way, I love that name, by the way, the Seattle Kraken. How awesome is that? On Tuesday, they had 30 shots against them. They've got a great line, and they've already had their home opener, so they're on their way. And really, look at the history between these two franchises, and Vegas has dominated the Kings. And you've got the Kings, they're 2-8 their last 10 home games last season. So I like Vegas on the money line. And last but not least, the Isles and the Canes. I'm going over 5.5. I love the overs early in the NHL season because, let's be honest, goalies are just – they're not in shape. They're not ready. Anderson is a little hit or miss. Canes can score, one of the most explosive teams. And this has the potential to be a shootout on both sides. Both these teams rank in the top six in expected goal rate at 54%. So I like the over 5.5. Those are my two hockey plays tonight.
All right, good stuff, Anita. That's it for today. A little more than 10 minutes of the bets you need, as promised, but a busy slate with Thursday Night Football Game 5 in the NLDS. Some preseason hoops and some NHL. Please do us a favor and don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe if you're enjoying the show. It helps us out tremendously, and we'll talk to you tomorrow on the Daily Wager Podcast.